Foundation, Easter Seals Manitoba needs your help. Ensure vital programs and services are there when you or your family need them most. Support SMD Foundation, Easter Seals Manitoba today. We all have ability to give.
Now, the final say on the play with Bo.
Hey, thanks to the Bombers, I had my dessert before my meal yesterday. Thanksgiving, my birthday, and a Bomber road win, in Montreal no less, made for a delicious holiday Monday. Now, if only we can get a second helping this Saturday at high noon when Kevin Glenn and the Stampeders are in town. These Bombers have to play football for the fun of it more often. Smiles and touchdown dances have been few and far between this season. So much like leftover turkey this week, the Bombers are still hanging around for a possible playoff spot. With four games left, including Toronto and Hamilton on the road, and Calgary and Montreal here at home, hey, an 8-10 record is usually good enough to get into the postseason in the CFL. Mind you, the Bombers have yet to win two in a row this season. Beat the Stamps on Saturday, and now we're talking turkey.
The Say on the Play is brought to you by the Easter Seals Car a Day Giveaway. Get your free ticket today when you buy two. Call 988-3333 or visit EasterSealsCarADayGiveaway.com.
MTS Ultimate TV is ultimate for lots of reasons. Just one of them is my PVR. It's perfect when you're away from home.
Like at the opera, I didn't have time to set the PVR.
Well, you can set your PVR from your mobile device with MTS My PVR.
That's amazing! But I don't have Ultimate TV.
Tragic. Switch to MTS Ultimate TV and get features the cable guys don't have. Visit mts.ca or your nearest MTS Connect store for details.
When we asked people what they thought the most popular sport in the world is, we got many different answers. Football?
Hockey?
Baseball?
Truth is, soccer is number one in the world and in Canada. The Manitoba Soccer Association encourages you to join the excitement. Be a player, be a ref, be a coach, be a fan. The 2012-2013 indoor soccer season is upon us. Please check the league's respective websites for registration, game dates, and times. Enjoy your season.
TSN 1290, CFRW Winnipeg. All sport,
back
all the time. A division of Bell Media. Live from the H&L CBA update desk, Hostler and Lawless debate the issues on the CBA negotiations table. The barbs will fly as the boys discuss the exciting ramifications of rent and mortgage reimbursement. Oh, and it doesn't stop there. Health and safety is on the table. Will the dressing room hand sanitizers be scented or unscented? And hold on to your seats. Will family member parking at home games be validated? Well, will it? Tell me down. No, okay. At least there's some happy Bomber talk.
Crazy first quarter so far. Over the top, it's caught, and Terrence Edwards is gone. It's a touchdown, Winnipeg. Yes, touchdown, what a play. Chris Matthews, Elliott pulls it back, play action. It's a touchdown, Rory Colehart. High man rush, Calvillo going deep, far sideline, jump ball, and it is picked off. Brandon Stewart, and the Blue Bombers are going to celebrate a rare victory in Montreal.
Crazy, twist, stupid.
It's Hustler and Lawless on TSN 1290.
Crazy, twist, stupid.
What's going on, Winnipeg and Manitoba? Great to be with you. It is Hustler and Lawless here on TSN 1290 and TSN1290.ca. Special thanks to Matt Leibel and Uncle Remus for popping in for a bit of the warm-up. That was lots of fun. And now Gary Lawless from the Winnipeg Free Press is in studio, as well as your voice of the Winnipeg Jets on TSN Jets, Dennis Bayak. Gentlemen, how are you?
I'm all right, thanks. I wish there was better news out of the meetings, but other than that, the sun almost came up this afternoon.
What do you mean? Aren't they just down to the short strokes right now? I thought they were just talking about a few, just these minor little details they need to get done. Anything else?
It's gotten to the point now where it's pretty interesting. If you follow Alan Walsh on Twitter, he...
Block.
was suggesting on the weekend that there, you know, there's some, a rift among ownership. And I don't know if it's... if it's a game or... It's interesting. Certain people on Twitter, they don't have to follow the same journalistic conventions that I have to, for instance, you know, if I write something or put something on Twitter, I have to be able to establish the veracity of those comments to my boss and to my readers. So if I say, you know, whenever I use an unnamed source, it's unnamed to the public, but my boss, when he reads my column, says to me, "Who told you that?" And, you know, I don't always tell him. I'll say, "Well, you know, it's good." I have to, but at some point in time, if he says, "Who tells you that?" I have to be prepared to tell him, no one else. Alan Walsh doesn't have to do that. He can say, you know, 15 of the 30 owners are, and I'm not suggesting Alan's doing this. This is just an interesting sort of aside to what we're seeing right now with the advent of social media, which is playing a big role in this lockout. We're watching Twitter to get information on a minute-to-minute basis about this.
Which wasn't around the last lockout.
No. He doesn't have to, you know, he doesn't have to answer to anyone. So he can just sort of say, I shouldn't use his name, for instance. Certain people on Twitter don't have to answer to anyone. They can just say what they want. And if it's untrue or true, the chips fall where they may. Anyways, the whole point I'm getting at is that, so I did some checking today, and from what I could gather, there's absolutely no rift amongst the owners. In fact, quite to the contrary, they're firm in their resolve, and I have a feeling about to really dig in their heels. Gary Bettman said on whatever date that was, I was in New York City, it was September 13th, I think. The players had their big dog and pony show over at the Marriott Marquis, and then we walked up to the Crown Plaza for theirs. And that was at this time that Gary said, oh, that was it. Gary had said the day before that our last offer will no longer be
right
on the table once the lockout starts. And Don Fehr responded by saying, the same goes for us. We're getting to that point, Dennis, where the offer that the owners have on the table will start to get smaller and smaller. We saw this the last time. As soon as the lockout really starts to cost the owners money, they look to take that money out of the player's hide. They're not going to fund the lockout, is what you hear league types say.
That's my worry. And I have this fear that when all is said and done, the players are really going to take a hard hit when all this is said and done, and I don't know if that's necessary. And not the case.
It's necessary that they take a hit, and this is something.
Yeah, but I'm talking a huge.
Yeah, I know. This is something
hit
that a lot of people talked about earlier on, was that there was a small window where Donald Fehr could have made the best deal he could have made, and not cost the players any money right now, and that window's gone. So now they're losing money. They're not getting paid right now. And the deal that can be made, because let's just be real honest about this. The owners won't break. The owners won't bend. It's their business. They don't look at it as in any other way. They own the business. They're going to determine how the business is run, how much they spend on this, how much they spend on that, or they won't operate.
And they can own their team comfortably until they're 75, 80, 85 years of age. So they have plenty of time to recoup any losses that are going to come from this. The other side does not. And that's why I feel for the players. Now, I've said this before. The fact that the NHL wants a rollback, I don't think is right.
Yeah, listen, and I agree with you. Yeah. But the owners don't look at any of this as wrong or right.
That's right.
It's business.
Yes, that's exactly what it is. And as much as we can say that both sides are talking about how they care about the fans and they care about the people that have lost their jobs, they don't, nor should they. At least the majority of them don't, nor should they. This is about what they think is right. It is business. And as someone once said, don't ever confuse love and business.
What business can you go and shake hands with someone on a deal, sign it, and then go back and tell them a few months later, by the way, it's 24% less?
And that's what I worry about, and back to what Gary said.
Well, actually, lots of business. Contracts get broken all the time. And if you don't want to, and these contracts were, I got a problem with this, because the players were asked in July, listen, will you freeze the cap right now? They said no. They knew this was going to happen. The players went into this with their eyes wide open. They knew the collective bargaining agreement was going to expire on September, whatever it was, 15th. They knew that the contracts that they were signing may or may not be the same. The CBA, the collective bargaining agreement that they signed those contracts under, was about to expire. The players saw this happen in 2004-05. They're perfectly had their eyes wide open.
Before July 1st even rolled around, the NHL asked the Players Association,
let's freeze the cap.
Let's freeze the cap so that our general managers have some idea how to operate going into the July 1st unrestricted free agency. And my belief is, and I've asked myself this 100 times, why the players did not bring out the game as we see it before, in March. Because I think there's some points in there that there were some NHL owners, NHL managers that thought, boy, you know what? There's some stuff we can work with in here. But it came out too late. And by the time it came out, the owners had said, who are you to tell us how to run our business? And they asked the Players Association, let's freeze the cap before we go to July 1st. And the Players Association wanted nothing to do with that because, in my belief, they knew there were some home runs to be hit. Parise, Suter, Weber, there were some home runs to be hit on July 1st.
Katie Strang from ESPN is reporting that Bettman Daly and both Fair Brothers plan on meeting tomorrow morning in New York City before the broader CBA sessions begin. And that Gino Rita from TSN, our colleague, also just put out that Donald Fair hinted today that if there was an extended work stoppage, that the salary cap would be back on the table.
So that's... Then we've got Armageddon.
Read my column tomorrow, which is basically if they don't have a deal done in the next month, you're going to lose this year. Like, we're really close to losing this season already. They won't officially cancel it until January, but very shortly, the owners will say to Gary Bettman, okay, the deal we have on the table right now, not going to work. We've already lost $1 billion. We've lost $1.5 billion. We need to get that money from somewhere. So you lower the percentage, and we'll make it up down the road out of this next contract.
To me,
and the players will not swallow that.
The day the January 1st game gets canceled,
which Gary Bettman has said that's early to mid-November.
You may as well cancel the season.
Yeah, the owners will.
It's done. Don't even talk about the All-Star game in Columbus. They could give a red rat's butt
about
that, the All-Star game in Columbus.
Having that game canceled will be a stick in the owner's eye. You want to cancel our marquee event? You want to put that asunder? This event that has taken our game and put it HBO 24/7, really made us a topical thing again. You want to ruin that? You want to take that off? That's your choice. But we own this business, and now we're going to get serious. And in the minute that Don Fear... Bob McKenzie tweeted this on Saturday night, and I've heard this a bunch of times. The minute Don Fear says we want to talk about the salary cap, you're looking at 24 months. And we cannot imagine what the National Hockey League will look like after that.
If this week doesn't start something positive, then I'm with Gary. I'm afraid where we're going.
I'm going to take advantage of this timeout to go throw up in the washroom, and we'll come back with the hits on Hustler and Lawless.
Once a year, for 3 days, something extraordinary happens, and it changes everything. It's the 3-day sale at Independent Jewelers, October 11th to 13th. Close tomorrow to get ready, and then Thursday it's on. All watches and jewelry on display are half price.
What?
Up to 40% off luxury Swiss watches.
Whoa!
And up to 70% off select giftware in the gift store. 3 days only for amazing savings at the Independent Jewelers, 493 Notre Dame location only. See independentjewelers.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mark from Rikus Orthodontics. Do you want to have straighter teeth but don't like the look of traditional braces? Rikus Orthodontics offers two virtually invisible treatment options. Invisalign, removable aligners, or Incognito, braces that sit behind the teeth. So now you can straighten your teeth without anyone knowing.
For a no-cost orthodontic consultation, call Dr. Jared or Dr. Mark at Rikus Orthodontics at 925-GRIN and start smiling more.
MLB.
Bring it along one in the right. Get up, baby. Get up. Get up.
The playoffs.
It is gone.
The World Series.
David.